This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, I pray this finds you well and blessed. Today I'm in a Qatari kitchen. It occurred to me that the Qatari women are invisible from their own story and they choose it that way. And that is something really hard for us Westerners to get our heads around. Some sisters have given me permission to meet them and for them to tell you their stories and their way of life. Share some of that with you. I'm going to try not to turn into David Attenborough here, because there is a propensity for a Westerner, even a Muslim like myself, to come in and go, here today we examine the lesser spotted Qatari women in her natural environment, and be really patronizing. So what I'm going to try and do is let these incredible, talented women tell their own stories in the hope that you will have a flavor of something different and a new way of looking at the Muslim way of life.
As a Qatari and adding a value to our country, by the way, my field is, I'm working as a commercial analyst, so we can do whatever we want. I think that we have our freedom.
For us, I go with the Abrahamic books, you know, the people of Abrahamic faith, okay? That a homosexual relationship between a man and a man, and a woman and a woman, is sinful. Is the society free from sin? No, there are sins similar to, you know, alcohol, drugs, murder. However, for us as Muslim society, and I think my sister Sarah would agree, Islam looks at the well-being of the society. If the individual will harm the society, that individual needs to be called out, okay? I don't think the modern Western society have that value.
Being a Muslim, being a Jew, being a Christian, I think if we're going to go by the book, this is frowned upon and it's a big sin. There's no way that we can dilute it. Being a Christian, being a Jew, or being a Muslim, right? Or a man or a woman of any given faith. Now, what did Qatar ask out of them? They simply said, they cannot show public affection. That's about it. They're free to do whatever they please behind closed doors. And we're not here to say that, oh, we don't have some of them within our community. It is there. It is. We will have some of them. Allah knows best. But if this is happening behind closed doors, it's their private business, and it's not up for us to deal with.
They upheld individualized, the individual right. And even if that led to the destruction of the society. And we are seeing now, you know, I think the West has a glass home, so they don't start throwing stones at others, you know, broken families, homelessness, I think, and, you know, all that. Whoever you are, whether man and a man, man and a woman, or whatever, is illegal. Full stop. It's a law for us. And our laws are derived from our religion. This is the source of our laws.
Yeah. And they came for play football, not to do advertisement.
Mr. Duzel was, he had a statement, I think, for legitimate reason, for oppressed people. And he was, persecuted very hardly by the media and the community.
Scrutiny. He was under scrutiny for quite some time.
Yeah. However, we are humorous, you know, we love humor, we love a laugh. It's part of our religion, you know, it's, smiling on each other's face is an act of charity. So for us, we are very laid back, very, easygoing people. And I think everybody who visited Qatar, and I'm seeing loads of YouTube videos, people are expressing their
gratitude
and they were surprised, you know, like they had different perception from the media, the horrible media coverage that done over many, many years. And I think, you know, I don't know, I'll throw this out. The media tried to scare people not to come to Qatar.
I had no accommodation. I had to check out of the fan village, and I had to check out the fan village, and I can't get into the next apartment with my mate Lewis until 3 p.m. tomorrow.
And I had a beautiful Qatari man reaching out to me. His father and himself came and picked me up from the metro station. And for tonight, I am camping out in the Qatarian desert.
I've never, just by a stranger, all this Western media about Qatar, and I was a man in need, and these people put me up. So it's one of the kindest gestures that's ever happened to me. I can't believe it.
And I think once anybody came and saw how the country is and how the people are, they will go back home with a very different...
Amazing. It's been an amazing morning, mashallah, with my Qatari sisters. Unless you're married to a Muslim woman, or you're the child of a Muslim woman, you won't get to know us. We have our laughter and our dancing and our tears and our joy in our private spaces with those we love and who love us. And today's video is a small taste of the personality of some people who are happy. And if it frustrates you, can't see us, then I hope you'll look at that into yourself and think about really what privacy means.
Love you all. Masala.
Take care.
Bye bye. Wear the shoes. Did I leave them outside?
They're there.
Okay, that is a real cultural moment of Arab culture there. Where are my shoes?